Well, hello there. My name's Neil Armstrong. You may have heard of me, but you're more likely to have heard my famous words. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. I guess you're wondering how a boy from Ohio ends up as the first human to ever walk on the moon. Well, start the countdown and get ready for liftoff, because you're about to find out. I was born on my grandparents' farm in Wapakoneta on the 5th of August, 1930, but we didn't stay there for long. You see, my father had a job that meant we had to travel around a lot. And by that, I mean that we'd lived in 16 different cities by the time I was 14 years old. Phew! But that's me getting ahead of myself. Let me take you back to when my love of flying began. I first experienced the magic of flight when I was 2 years old. My father took me to an air show, and I was fascinated. When I was five, he let me ride in an aircraft called a Tin Goose. And that's when I just knew that I needed to be involved in aviation somehow. Fast forward to 1945, and I was 15 years old. I picked up small jobs working wherever I could to save up enough money to take flying lessons in a tiny plane known as a Champ. Within a year, I had my pilot license. I hadn't even left school yet. I could soar through the skies. In fact, I had a license to fly a plane before I was even allowed to drive a car. Straight after school, I joined the Navy, and in 1950, they sent me to Korea. I worked from a huge aircraft carrier called the USS Essex, and I flew 78 missions over the next 2 years. This experience taught me so much about flying that I became really good at spotting problems with planes and thinking about ways of fixing them. So, in 1955, I became a test pilot. Being a test pilot was a pretty dangerous job. One day I was flying a plane when three out of the four engines failed at the same time. We were lucky to get back to Earth in one piece, but little did I know how much riskier things were about to become. You see, lots of countries were taking part in what became known as the space race, and each of them wanted to be the first to put a human being in space. So, when the Soviet Union successfully launched the first satellite made by humans in 1957, and then went on to send Yuri Gagarin into space in 1961, this made the USA work even harder. The president, John F. Kennedy, said that he wanted the USA to be the first nation to put a human being on the moon. And that's where I came in. You see, I work for NASA, which is the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. NASA spends a lot of time thinking about space and just how possible it would be to get humans to other planets. And since I'd flown over 200 different types of aircraft, even including rockets, they thought I'd make a pretty good astronaut. I first officially became an astronaut in 1962, and that's when I started the hard work of training to get to the moon. First, I started by trying to get into space. My first mission was with my friend David Scott, and we flew the Gemini 8 into space on 16th of March, 1966. While the mission itself went well, the emergency landing in the Pacific Ocean wasn't exactly ideal. Nevertheless, we learned so much that just 3 years later, history was made. Along with my colleagues, Michael Collins and Buzz Aldrin, I boarded the Apollo 11 shuttle and took my place in the pilot's seat. After four long and difficult days, we did something that no human had ever done before. At 10:56 p.m. on the 20th of July, 1969, I was the first human to ever step onto the moon. We spent around 2.5 hours walking on the moon, collecting samples, taking photographs, and doing experiments. And, if you'll pardon my pun, the experience was truly out of this world. When we splashed down again in Earth's Pacific Ocean 4 days later, I knew that life would never be the same again.